Who's up next on the slab? Oh, it's you. Making the first incision. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab. Woo!
Do a flip. Do a kickflip.
So tonight's episode is going to be creepypastas. And I know everybody's done creepypastas to death, but it's so like horror inspirational that it has its own subgenre. It's fucking awesome. So we're going to talk about it. Absolutely.
They ain't been done in a while.
Yeah.
So... Well, they done fresh perspective, bitches.
We might need to touch on that like at the end, because yeah, what the fuck happened with that? I don't know.
People stopped reading shit online.
Yeah,
but
they started making the shorts, like the little animated shorts, and yeah, they just got
those
too
are awesome.
Campy, in my opinion.
Campy.
Yeah, like
campy.
So. I guess the first question would have to be asked, like, what's your guys' favorite creepypasta and tell me why? Like, give a nutshell story. Like enlighten the audience if they've never heard it. Just nutshell it. So take it.
I have the most popular, I imagine.
More than likely, yes.
Yeah, with Slender Man.
Like, yeah.
But it's the only, like, the main reason why I liked it is because it actually, like, something IRL actually happened because of it. I know that sounds really fucking dark, but... I mean, that makes it the best creepypasta. Can I hit your...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, true crime. Evolved out of it.
Yeah.
True crime, like Slender Man.
Sorry, I was texting your wife back. She's like, can I hit your vape? Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
True crime, like Slender Man.
Well, as far as I know, wasn't there something for Jimmy or Jeffrey the Killer or whatever his name is?
Jeff the Killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm making that a t-shirt. Like, what if Slender Man dressed in, like, the Unsolved Mysteries, like... fucking overcoat.
Oh, yeah.
True crime Slender Man.
But
God,
yeah.
We have so many good t-shirt
like,
ideas.
It's yes. So well thought out too, because it's, you know, it's not like a video game or well, I mean, it is a video game now, but like it was like a completely fresh idea, kind of. What I can't remember, wasn't Slender Man like based on like some kind of folklore or something?
No,
and it
Slender
was just twisted.
No. Slender Man wasn't based on absolutely anything. It was literally just an original thought and original idea,
yeah.
Which is what makes it a little bit more special because it wasn't based on anything.
Yeah,
okay.
Like
that
this just popped out of the blue, and then it got so big as to where it got big.
Yeah.
So like you got to pay homage to it. Like I don't like Slender Man personally. I thought the story was kind of stupid.
I don't know. I read way too much into it too.
I respect it because it's. I mean, it got you know, it got a really good video game out of it, and it got a really shitty movie.
It's actually got a couple, yeah. A lot of people just remember the one that came out on 360, but they actually had one that came out on Xbox One, and it was way more fleshed out. Like it needed the graphics and shit, and like some of the engines that were, or the physics and stuff with the new engines, because I think that was when, like Unreal 5 came out, and yeah. I can't remember what it's called. It's something Slender Man. I'm sure you could probably find it, but that game, like, I don't do horror games anyway. Like, Phasmophobia scares the shit out of me.
we talked about that last week.
Man, yeah. Fuck that game. But, like, Slender Man is, like, somehow they make it to where he feels like he's behind you, like, the whole fucking time. Like, you cannot play that game in the dark kind of shit. Like, it's pretty fucked up.
Well, aside from the game, like... What's the, can you give a quick synopsis of the story of Slender Man? Like nutshell it, like make it like,
okay.
Make it like a few, like maybe a paragraph long.
Shit. That's going to be kind of hard for as many like iterations of it as
you
there
got
is.
5 sentences.
Yeah.
Basically what is, he's like tied to some kind of diary or something. And I guess that kind of makes sense because he goes after like younger women and shit, which is fucking different kind of monster nowadays, but the pages got scattered and the only way to get rid of Slender Man is to go after the pages. I guess I'm kind of explaining the game to an extent, but he's always kind of like in the shadows.
Like he's always watching.
Yeah.
You.
Until he's ready to, you know, if you get too close or if you go, it's almost like he has this like one little section of woods or something. That's why I thought he was like folklore or something. But yeah, and then he eventually, like, it's like he takes you to another dimension or something.
Yeah, the Slender Dimension.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. And that, like, that's how he gets his victims, is like going through pictures and stuff and like showing up and getting closer. Kind of like in that the woman in black from Insidious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like that. Like the closer she gets in the pictures, the closer that he is. And that's why, like in the game, they have you taking a like an old Polaroid camera, so that way you can take pictures from behind you to make sure Slender Man's not getting too close. And like if he gets super close, like he's like right behind your fucking head, you're dead.
Yeah.
Like right as soon as the picture like comes off your screen, he gets you.
Hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. There's something about the whole story and like the how they did it. It just, it's crisp for me. It's so good.
Crispy.
McDonald's.
I made that my profile picture on Facebook for so long. Crispy.
Yeah, the Harvey Dent face flip. Yeah. Crispy.
Yeah, where they doubled his face. That and fucking Captain Moon Moon.
What about you, Chris?
The Russian Sleep Experiment.
Oh, good one. That's a fucking fantastic one.
That's the only creepypasta that like could be real.
I thought it was real.
Oh, dude. I
thought it was real.
You know, there's so many like follow-ups and reiterations of that story that like the original author of the story actually did do a follow-up and pretty much made it a confirmed SCP.
I
heard it was like a couple years after it came out. It was almost when creepypastas were dead, that they were going to turn that into a movie. But when they started filming it and everything, after they come up with the script, they realized how dark the movie would be. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we can't show
there's on like, it's YouTube, like, I think.
Yeah, there's
it's on Alter.
Yeah, there's a fan film of the Russian Sleep Experiment.
It's like a 30-minute fan film, but it is...
It's good.
If you can stand, you know, Russian and have it read subtitles to understand what's going on, it is amazingly done.
Yeah.
Like, so, I thought it was really good.
Have you guys seen the animated short of it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. It's not, like, good animation. I wouldn't say it's good, but for what it was about, it fit perfectly.
So, Chris, can you give us a quick synopsis of what the Russian sleep experiment is?
So, these Russian government scientists.
Oh yes, government murder man.
Take these prisoners that are on death row, essentially, and they lock them in a room, and to perform an sleep deprivation experiment, and they locked them in a room and sprayed this room with sleep deprivation gas, and it's just
craziness,
like going insane from lack of sleep,
and then wasn't there one survivor out of that, and he like would not leave the gas.
Yeah, it was after like
he wouldn't eat, wouldn't sleep.
It was after like a 2-week period.
Yeah.
He was the only survivor, and he refused to eat, refused to sleep, refused to leave the room. And, like, see-through, the one-way mirror wall kind of thing, that was, like, smothered in, like, blood and shit and all kind of stuff. And everyone pretty much killed themselves.
Yeah, because it was such a, dark,
Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
Yes, the Russian sleep experiment is definitely up there for me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. So, I got to say my favorite is Candle Cove.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Candle Cove is...
pardon me, by the way, I am sick. So, you're going to hear me cough.
Cough break. Not a coffee break, a cough break. So Candle Cove is like a group of children, like not necessarily related or knowing each other, would sit down in front of the TV and watch static for like an hour. And then when their parents asked them, like, what are you doing? They're like, well, we're watching Candle Cove.
I think I have heard of this.
And it's about this like little puppet pirate, like called like the Skin Man. And, like, it's all done in, like, really shitty puppets. And it's like, oh, you're going to follow us to Candle Cove. And eventually these kids started going missing.
Yeah, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty fucked up story. Like, they even made a
it's a creepypasta.
They made a TV show called Channel Zero. and Candle Cove was the first season.
Oh, hell.
Like, and that's where the Tooth Man came out.
The Tooth Man.
Like, creepypastas, like, have great premises for fucking, like, amazing stories that can be told vividly on camera, but they're so, like, the legalities of owning, like, the rights and whatnot are so in fucking just... Nobody can really get certain rights
trace
from the
them.
Yeah, and back to the original author because so many people claim to be the original author.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it too. It's one of those you don't know who the fuck it is. You don't know if it's multiple people writing these stories, if it's just one person writing these stories. Like, you don't know who it is. It's mystery author,
right?
Yeah. Have you guys heard, it's almost kind of like a conspiracy theory about the fact that all the creepypasta, it goes with what you're saying, that all the creepypastas was written by one guy.
Yeah.
And it's all his, it's like split personalities telling different stories.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Yeah.
It was like right before all that shit died out.
We'll see, like, but there's also like so many different writing styles.
Yeah.
Like involved in them, like. Certain like hierarchy, I can't see just one guy writing like legitimately thousands of really intricately detailed, you know, stories and then being completely fucking different at the same time. Every author has a writing style. You read anything from like Stephen King, you kind of know what to expect. Like there's going to be some fuckery happening. You read anything from Dean Koontz, you know exactly what's going to happen. You get used to their writing styles.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ones in this one. There's so many different variations and reiterations of the same story that I highly doubt it's by one fucking guy with like a million personalities.
Yeah, it's supposed to be what do they call it? Like the Legion version of like split personality disorder.
Right.
Like, there's so many in his head. But, like, there's a lot. Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of creepypastas.
Jeff the Killer has, like, two or three other stories behind him that are also creepypastas. Like, official fucking, like, on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like...
Well, it's same with, like, Pokemon, too. Like, Pokemon has, like, four different ones?
Yeah, like Lavender Town Syndrome.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, dude, I love it, too.
My favorite for that's the black cartridge.
Yeah.
Pokemon Black or whatever. Yeah, I think it's called the Black. Yeah, yeah, I think it's Black Cartridge.
Yeah, it's the Black Cartridge where the Pokemon actually die.
Yeah. And, like, you find them all in Lavender Town and shit.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, like, every 90s kid, like, has that shit burned in your freaking brain. Ugh.
So
not bad for 8-bit.
So, do y'all remember the very first time you ever heard a creepypasta?
Heard or read?
Either one, like the very first thing that
I do actually,
your very first encounter with creepypasta. Yeah.
I do remember mine.
Yeah, me too.
Mine was my very first one was Ben Drowned.
Oh,
and I had just watched a fucking video on it. And this is back, like, Nick, you have to remember this because this is back when I was still watching like Lazy Masquerade and B-Busta and all the creepy
too.
Narrators.
Yeah.
And, you know, we binged that shit for a long fucking time.
But we always, like, neither one of us were, like, without even saying anything about it, we were watching different shit.
Yeah.
Like, same creators, but, like, different, like, we picked different shit, which was kind of cool.
So, like, when I first saw the Ben Drowned one, like, I had watched a guy, like make up his own video and everything for it, like, his own gameplay, and, like, he programmed it to look really fucking creepy, and it was great. And it wasn't, like, 2 days later, I bought a copy of fucking Majora's Mask off of Meters, and I put it in the fucking N64, and it said, Ben. I was like, you motherfucker. I threw the controller.
Yeah.
Like that's
I
my, like...
I can't play that game again because of it.
It's really fucked. Like, the game itself is really fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
But still, like, the story behind Ben Drowned was, like, really fucked up.
Yeah. Let's, same thing, like, Sonic or .exe.
Yeah.
It's kind of sort of the same thing.
But, like, Nick, what was your first experience into the creepypasta world? Either read or heard?
I think it was Sonic.exe was the first one. And then I think it was Slender Man right after that. But Sonic, yeah. Because I remember... I can't remember which creator it was, but it was, yeah, it was like, it had like little stills, you know, little pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
That went along with it, kind of, wasn't animated, but like, but it had like a really good narration to it. And yeah, it made it like, you know, if you have a good imagination, you could kind of figure out where he was going with stuff. I don't know. It's just like the way that it, the video was made, it was like, made it pretty believable.
And made, he made it dark.
Oh yeah.
It was, he definitely Sonic's, made it dark.
I can't really remember what it's about though.
It's about Sonic going to hell.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And like the game, no, like no matter how much you charge your speedball, you always you always fucking hit into like a blood pool and shit.
Yeah.
Like it got like
it's like a game that you couldn't win.
Yeah, it's like you were going to die, and like you had to watch Tails die. Like it was pretty fucking dark. You had to
watch Knuckles die, and freaking even Eggman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were the killer the entire time. Like, it was, like, it was fucked up.
Huh. Oh,
what about you, Chris?
So, story time. Oh. So, I remember it quite quisply.
Quisply.
Because my mind is fucked. So, I was in high school. And I was at my I was at my buddy's house. And we were just fucking around on YouTube. And very first creepypasta I listened to was Jeff the Killer.
Right.
And
that's an, yeah, that's definitely an OG.
And we, this was at like midnight, 11 o'clock, something like that.
Right.
And it honestly kind of freaked me out, not going to lie.
Well, because they make it seem so real.
Yeah. And so we went down that rabbit hole, and then, you know, we did watch, you know, Russian Sleep Experiment and Slenderman and the Smiley Dog.
It's kind of funny how many people seen Slenderman. Like, him and, yeah, Jeff the Killer are, like, OGs on it. They were, like, some of the first stories.
Yeah, the Smiley Dog was another good one.
Actually, Sonic.exe came out in, like, 2010, and Jeff the Killer came out in 2013.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you also got to think, like, back then, like, creepypastas were only, like, three or four paragraphs.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
and, like, the really real OGs are, like... Like
Slender Man is the only one that got fleshed out, though.
Yeah, like the statue, like that. That's one that came out in 2010. You know,
yeah, I think I was in like ninth grade.
Isn't that the statue like the only one that actually like made it to TV because of Doctor Who?
Well, yes and no. Like,
or am I thinking of a different thing?
That's yes and no.
Because the angel statues,
yeah,
like those are fucking creepy.
Like the statue is the one where it's like. There's a creepy angel statue in this house, and the babysitter asked the mother, can I throw a blanket over it? And the mother said, you know, we don't own an angel statue, and it ended up being like one of those evil ones.
Oh, evil statue.
And then there's, like, the Rugrats theory that came out in 2011.
Oh, yeah, that. Huh? Oh, you haven't heard the Rugrats? Oh,
no. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The Angelica.
Angelica killed all the kids.
Well, what it was is that Angelica...
Or no. Yeah, no, they were a figment what it was of her imagination. That,
yeah, she knew.
Yeah, she was schizo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she didn't know Dill was the only real child. And because Tommy died.
Yep.
Tommy died of SIDS. Chucky died, I think, by like drowning.
No, didn't he die in childbirth with his mom?
No. He was still alive because
Phil and Lil, their mom got an abortion.
Yeah, their mom got an abortion. And that's why
it's a boy and a girl twin.
Because he didn't know.
Yeah, because she knew these kids, but she's witnessed all their deaths.
Yeah.
And Dill was the only one that was real. Dill was
Tommy's little brother.
Yeah, and that's why in the show, when you watch all the Rugrats, you know, talking with each other and communicating, and Dill's the only one speaking in baby speak, that's because Angelica didn't know in her young age that babies talked like that for real.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it's a little fucked up. Like,
that's a good one.
Like, and obviously it's fake because the creators of Rugrats are like, that's not, you know. And,
but it's a dark twist to
it. Oh, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
We also got to think, like, creepypastas also have a long root into, like, folk horror. Like, Polybus. Yeah. Holy crap. That's been a story going around since the 80s.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
That's the one with the, there's this arcade machine that's, like, so addictive that it drives you crazy.
Oh.
And, like... Cool. It's a Polybus machine.
A lot of them, yeah. And a lot of the early ones, kind of like Sonic and shit, like it was based on like...
Believable shit.
Yeah, believable shit, like the Russian Sleep Experience Experiment too.
There was a
almost believe
there's a big one about the Forbidden Room and the whatever castle at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Or Disney World or whatever. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
And there's Goofy's room or something like that.
And then the island.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the
island. I think the island ended up being one.
About that, but you never finished about it.
Okay, so there's an island in the middle of Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Completely abandoned. And so people used to swim over there, and like there's YouTube videos and shit of it. And they would go, you know, abandoned building, you know, hunting, which is actually something I'd like to kind of do myself.
Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, my bad.
Phone's off, Nick.
I had it off, but it kicked on.
Anyways. So there's this guy walking around, and like it's like in a legitimate like little town, little attraction. Like rides and everything are overgrown, and you know, vines creeping up on them. And like you can still walk into the shops, and like it's like nothing was ever packed up. It's like people just stopped going to it.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of things left over. And then he went into a dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And the real story is that he went down there and found a Goofy costume hanging up that was facing towards him. And everything else was turned to the side. So that freaked him the fuck out. And he thought that, you know, Goofy was in there. What that turned into was that the costumes were actually alive.
Kind of like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, this was before Five Nights at Freddy's, though. And they started...
that's funny.
And they started, like... They would kill anybody going in there, and supposedly this guy got footage of it, and which that wasn't real. Yeah. The real footage is just this guy finding it. So it started true and then ended up in a very deep creepypasta. It started true, ended fake, but still it's something that is real. Like you can go to that island right now if you're a good swimmer, and hopefully not get caught.
Yeah,
and explore and look for yourself.
Hmm.
But obviously you're not going to get chased out by sentient fucking Mickey Mouse.
You know? It's kind of like that shark thing. You know what I'm talking about? Where they went to an old abandoned like zoo.
They found
that fucking big-ass fucking shark in that tank.
Yeah, that fuck that shark. That shark that was in formaldehyde.
Yeah, and it was like an actual fucking shark, but it was dead and it was preserved in, formaldehyde.
And they
but
couldn't it move so, it.
Yeah. No, they eventually did. They got it out in sunlight, and it made it worse.
Yeah.
It was a couple years later.
Yeah, they eventually moved it, but the people who found it, the people who abandoned the zoo at the time didn't have the money to move them.
Yeah.
So they just said, fuck it, leave them there in formaldehyde. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, give people nightmares. That's the worst that can fucking happen.
Did you see the... it was shortly after that, I think. Shortly, but like a couple years later, after they finally got it moved, there was a dude that made a sculpture of like almost like a skeleton of a shark, even though they don't have bones, and put it down in the bottom of this lake and didn't tell fuck all nobody about it.
You do know that sharks do have bones, right?
Well, I mean, not like ours, because they have to, you know, sink and shit, but. This dude did this in this fucking lake and didn't tell anybody, and these divers found it like a year later, and one of them literally had to swim back up because he shit himself. It was fucking huge. Like, and how the hell he got it in this lake without nobody fucking knowing about it?
Well, see, there's that Jason statue in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. That one's funny.
That nobody said. Eventually, the artist came out and said, yes, that was me, and everything is biodegradable on him, so it's not going to hurt the wildlife.
But
that scared the fuck out of so many people, because they dived, like, they would, like, just go swimming in it and go dive down, and boom, there's Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
And, like, they would, oh, my God, and fucking swim back up. Like, there's creepypastas like that out there about them, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's these small, weird shit that we run into that people will take that and just make it their own. And, like, realistically, like, I kind of wish there was... I used to write creepypastas myself. And there was
I forgot about that.
There was a creepypasta website. I think it was like called like creepypastaxyza.io or something. Yeah, it was a really weird one. But they paid you much like YouTube. They paid you by the read.
Mm-hmm.
And I got quasi-famous off of one of them, but the terms is that when you submit this story, you have given up all your rights, like royalties, everything. Period.
Mm-hmm.
But you got paid. Like, more and more people read it, the more, you know, you get paid. And I was making like 60, 70 bucks a story. So I was like, shit, maybe I'm not that bad, you know? And because it was a low count, like in order for me to get like $75, I had to have something read like 35,000, like, no, 3,500 times.
Hmm.
So it was like a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I got it. And like, then the website went down. I fucking missed that website.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wish there was something like that where independent writers could actually go to and get paid by the view, much like YouTube, and just have the fucking dead space in the webpage just absolutely plastered with fucking ads. And that's how I get paid for it. You know, that's how the website gets paid for. And that's how writers get paid for it. But it's also going to, you know, be horribly reliant on a wanting to read community. But like,
yeah,
you look at like,
I think that's where it would fail, is the wanting to read community.
Well, like you go into Creepypasta's website and like their number one, like, you know, 1 second, let me find it. Their number one, like, highest rated famous creepypasta is Herobrine.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Oh, okay. It's a Minecraft one.
Oh, God.
That's why.
Yeah, that's probably why it's number
one. I always hated those ones.
But it has, like thousands of reads, and I'm talking, like, even up to just recently, of people just like, oh, yeah, I played Minecraft too, blah, 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 and it's...
Didn't, y'all remember that Momo shit on YouTube?
That stupid Momo shit.
Didn't that turn into a creepypasta?
That started as a creepypasta.
What is it?
Momo.
Like, yeah, if you see the picture of Momo, then she's going to haunt your phone and
what it was is supposedly... She would pop up randomly in like kids' YouTube videos.
Oh.
Like YouTube kids, she would like randomly pop up, and it was just weird, creepy looking chick, and like a real like nice and loving voice to be like give you instructions, like go to mommy and daddy's knife cabinet, grab the knife, take the sharp end and press it deeply into your wrist and cut upwards. The red stuff coming out is good.
Oh, no, okay. Like, I thought I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, like went, explaining kids like how to kill themselves and stuff like that.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it...
It went fucking viral. Like, people thought it was real as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, like the fucking Grim Cuddy bullshit?
Yeah. Huh? Like, Grim. I, like, because...
God, maybe I don't know nearly as much about these as I fucking thought.
It came out right around the time my oldest started... getting interested in watching YouTube.
Like the 3 a.m. challenges and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so I remember I stayed up one night and watched like 3 hours worth of children's videos, trying to find it, and nothing fucking happened.
And that's the bad part about creepypastas as well, that people run with them way too often.
Yeah.
And just run them into the fucking ground. And like, as much as I would like to see a Jeff the Killer... like movie, we all know it's not going to happen.
No, I mean, there's multiple different like add-on and like sequels to Jeff the Killer already.
Yeah, like, but as much as we'd like to see a full feature length of the Russian sleep experiment, it's probably not going
to
happen.
Yeah,
it would have to have an X rating. It would have to go straight to fucking.
There's
video.
Another one that's similar to that.
You put it in the $5 bin at Walmart.
There's one that's similar to Russian sleep experiment, but it's something that supposedly, like, you know, the U.S. did. And it's, like, these people, like, sign up for it, you know, kind of like a drug study or whatever. You know
right.
what I'm talking about? And they start doing, like, they basically tell the people, like, one of them's, like, a spy or one of them's a serial killer or something. But the whole time, nobody is. And they're just normal people, you know, like just regular people off the street. And they eventually, like, you watch the, it's like an experiment on like being a human. And then, like, you know, they start separating the cliques and they start like judging each other and like trying to figure the shit out. And the whole time, you know, none of them are serial killer. And it actually gets to the point, or it gets so bad that, you know, people start dying off because, you know, other people were so confident on their choice of who it was. And then every time, you know, the scientists were like, nope, it wasn't him, or nope, it wasn't her. And there's like, I think it was like 20 or 25 people. And they had like this weird little compound thing, and like they had to take off all their regular clothes and put on like scrubs and stuff.
Huh.
Oh man, that should be a movie. Well, it kind of was. It was, there's that one where like they get kidnapped or whatever, and they got to stand on the red rings. You know,
right? What yeah, is? Yeah. It's
something like that, but like a lot more low budget, kind of.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's the same concept, and like it you know. Because they had like their own like little compound, like everybody had their own room and like a cafeteria and stuff. They got food through a door for everybody. Mm-hmm. It was almost like sort of being in prison, but you literally signed up for it. Like,
and see, that's the good thing about like creepypasta horror stories.
Yeah,
because like the genre or the lifestyle of horror really like has really inspired a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and you can see, and you can, you know, make the, you know, make the argument that, you know, comedy has inspired a lot and drama has mm-hmm. inspired a lot. And
like a lot of people don't realize like comedy itself, like stand-up comedians, like they're pretty
dark.
They've lived some pretty traumatic shit.
Well, I mean, you know, comedy and tragedy go hand in hand,
mm-hmm.
but I'm more or less talking like, you see the picture, you see the painting of the Sistine Chapel. Like, that's very dramatic. That's very mm-hmm. religious. And there's a lot of inspiration behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I see more creativity coming out of the darker, more gothic cathedral, you know, like Hunchback of Notre Dame style. Like, all these backstories where people are telling these horrible, twisted tales.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to, like, scare their listeners or anything. It's, like, more or less of a moral story.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people kind of get horror twisted. They're like, oh, it's nothing but a bunch of blood and guts. It's like, realistically, it tells a more deeper story.
Yeah, there's a moral behind pretty much all of them, I think, and for the most part. There's some that it's just, you know, kind of like, what's that new movie that everybody's been on to, like Terrorizer or something?
Yeah, Terrifier.
Terrifier. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, that you know, you could have told me that was from a creepypasta and I'd have believed you.
Right.
Like, that movie, like, those movies are so fucked up, but they're gory, too. Like, really gory.
Yeah, but those movies don't really pose any, like, anything like really obligatory.
Well, what
they're like.
Well, the reason why I brought it up is because, like you said, like, creepypastas have inspired a lot of stuff like that. And like, you can't tell me, like, watching those movies, like, that has some like Slender Man fucking Jeff the Killer vibes to it.
I'd say more Jeff the Killer, honestly, if we were gonna point it out to anybody.
Well, I mean, like, because they never think that he's bad. They always think that he's actually a clown. Oh, what's that fucking one movie we watched where the dude like gets a freaking clown suit and he slowly turns into this like fucking clown?
Oh, it's called Clown. Yeah, it's called Clown. Yeah.
I forgot about that movie. That had to have definitely been a creepypasta. Like, that's so fucked.
And see, and that's the great thing that's the great thing about creepypastas is like a lot of these like
newer horrors, like, you could tell where they came from.
Yeah, like, you could tell where their roots sunk into. Like
Babadook.
Yeah, like the Babadook. That could have
easily been a creepypasta.
And the Babadook was not a creepypasta or based off anything. No. Like, the writer legitimately made the entire lore up. But it's people like that can make these lores up just out of their gut, just out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you put them on a creepypasta, people are gonna fucking believe them. If you write gonna make one of the scariest stories you've ever heard in your entire fucking life.
Like, you could literally take the script from Babadook and write it down and just put it online. Everybody believe it. It was a creepypasta. Like, that movie scares the shit out of you because there's no background, like, no lead up music to anything,
and there's no guy hiding behind the wall with a violin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
that movie got me fucking good the first time I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, so, the whole time.
I have an interesting question to pose.
Right, right.
If you can make up a story or just know of a story that could be turned into a creepypasta.
Oh, so like something that's based in reality but put our own twist on it? Oh,
yeah, like something that, you know of or something that's something like that happened to you or just...
Oh, yeah, dude, I got one.
Just something.
So I propose while we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to hear some answers. So we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Dr. Chim Richels. Do you suffer from anxiety?
Depression.
Daddy issues?
I know I do. So please, come down to Tarot Tattoo at 711 South 9th Street in Richmond, Indiana. You know, they say 9 out of 10 doctors prescribe a tattoo a day to keep the brain demons away. That is a real fact, and please, do not Google that. If you don't believe me, please listen to some of our testimony.
I was an ugly piece of shit until I went to Tarot Tattoo and got a tattoo from Tarot Tattoo. Thank you, Tarot Tattoo. You brought me confidence.
I went to Tarot Tattoo and I got a tattoo.
I went down to Tarot Tattoo and got a really great deal.
So please, come down to Tarot Tattoo. I know I did.
I did?
I did, and I still have daddy issues, though.
Side effects may include getting laid.
And we're back. Ideas, ideas, ideas.
Oh.
Ho-ho.
So, who's going first?
You know, I can go ahead and go first since I already got one prepared.
Yeah, I forgot about mine for a second, and then I just remembered it.
So when I was really young, there was this barn in this area that I grew up called Hoseapple. It was called Star's Barn. And anybody who knew my Uncle John was one of those guys that, like, he would fight a motorcycle club single-handedly and win.
Oh, yeah.
Like the horsemen fucking hated him and shit. Like, but that was my Uncle John. Like, he wasn't afraid of anything. Like, the man got shot twice and didn't know he had a bullet in him.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I would know.
And stabbed the dude to death. Like, he's like, I'm like, what? Okay. But the only time that I'd ever seen that man scared, and mind you, he passed away when I was 6.
Yeah.
So this is right when I was like 3 or 4-ish. So I was really little. But this is what I remember. And then I would say what the story was told. So what I remember is that John bursting in through his mom. So it's my grandmother's front door, and falling down and hugging her like where she was sitting. He was like holding her legs and just bawling. And I remember it was winter out, and he just said I don't exactly remember what he said, but he just kept saying, it's the devil. It's the devil. So we're like, okay, he's gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, this is back, you know, really early 90s. So, you know, babysitting was, you know, the Wild West. So if you're going to go do some sketchy shit, you got to bring the kids with you.
Oh, yeah.
So my cousin took me and my sister, Jenny, and I think April was there too. She took us out looking for this devil, and along with my uncle, Boog. So, and I remember my cousin Shannon holding me. And I remember being in my big comfy, you know, coat and jacket and all that. I remember a lot of pine trees and then running. And me losing my shoes. That's what I remember. Now, the story is that when we went around Star's barn, he had like this like small like little pine tree nursery, like before he went crazy and killed his wife and all that shit. And it was still there, so we were walking through that. And that's where, like, the pine trees come into my mind, because I'm a sleepy toddler, like, on my cousin's fucking shoulder, like, going in and out. So what he said is that they turned the corner and ran into a fucking bright orange Sasquatch. I shit you not.
Like Ginger Squatch.
But it was, like, frozen in place. And you could smell sulfur and feel the heat, even though it was frozen in place.
Hmm.
Huh.
and then everybody just turned and fucking ran. That's the story. And, oh, I could turn that into a fucking creepypasta.
No.
Oh,
I got one that you're going to be like, fuck, I didn't think of that. You remember, I remember you and Joey telling me about this one road. And what it was either at, it was either a house or a church.
Chapel Road.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That needs
I've
to
been,
be.
I've been that's down a local, Chapel Road. Yeah,
that's a local legend. Absolutely.
Yeah, that could be easily a creepypasta.
So, do we want to inform the people on the legend of Chapel Road?
Yeah, I think because that could easily.
I've done it multiple times.
I remember me, DJ, and Joey were supposed to go, and of course, Josie wanted to tag along. We never got a chance to go.
So we'll tell you the folklore behind it. But,
you guys know it better than I do. I just remember
we're not going to tell you what happens and what doesn't happen. Because
I think that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
No, we actually do. If we're going to use it as a we have to tell.
Yeah.
Like
because that's the best
part too. Well, we can tell what's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
like the folklore and everything.
Yeah,
but I've had multiple different experiences.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty much
because I've gone there multiple times.
Different.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So this is exactly what's supposed to happen. I'll take the reins on this one real quick.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, you were the one that told me about it. So yeah.
Well, when you go,
you're the proclaimed author.
Yeah. I'm really not though.
Kinda. It ain't me. I just brought it up.
So you're supposed to go into Chapel Road. And when you turn onto Chapel Road and the road.
And Chapel Road is out of Abington, Indiana.
Right.
Yeah.
A small little subtown out of Centerville.
Right. So it's like a town within neighborhood.
Close.
Yeah. Chapel Road's pretty close.
I thought you said it was like an hour away or something.
It's like maybe 15 minutes from here.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe 20.
We might have to do that because, live stream it. So I could do it on my Twitch. That'd be kind of fucking cool.
But, so what you're supposed to do is that the road leading up to Chapel Road, the moon is supposed to be full and red no matter where you see it from.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if there was supposed to be a moon or not. And, okay, sometimes, a couple times I went, it was full and red, but that's because it was also around harvest season.
Mm-hmm.
Moon. Yeah, so it's going to be the harvest moon.
Yeah.
You're supposed
for
to go with the
don't
harvest
know,
moon.
A harvest moon around where we live in Indiana.
It's a big deal.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's a red moon, but it's like orange, kind
of.
Yeah.
It's an old way of saying
that's
that
when the
weird,
that's it. When the weird shit happens.
Yeah. Especially around here.
So when you get onto Chapel Road, you're supposed to drive past the cemetery. You're never supposed to stop first.
Yeah.
And when you drive past the groundskeeper to the cemetery, his house is supposed to be to the right hand side.
Kind of cattywampus.
Kind of.
Across
he's
the
supposed
street.
To be further. He's supposed to be
further down the road.
He's supposed
on
to be
the
like
other side.
Yeah, like half mile down the road.
Yeah.
So, and if you pass it and there's a white house with a candle lit in the window, then that means fucking is going to happen. But if you keep driving and you don't see the white house with the house is just not there because it's been bulldozed down, then ain't shit gonna happen. So, and this is what you're supposed to do, and it's so convoluted.
I have seen the house without the lights once.
So what you're supposed to do is that you're supposed to drive past, turn around, come back, and then back into the parking spot of the church, because the church was apparently a satanic church back in the day.
Something like that.
To be confirmed, though, you're supposed to shut your car off, put your keys on the dash.
And mind you, the cemetery is on church grounds.
Like
you can have 1 foot in the cemetery and 1 foot on the church steps.
Yeah, like it's that close. And then you're supposed to see a bunch of handprints come up because your car is supposed to be getting like super fucking cold, even in the dead heat of summer.
Yeah.
Handprints on the window.
Yeah. You're supposed to see handprints on the window, and then the car should be levitating.
Yeah.
About that point in time, you should start your vehicle and get the fuck out of there.
Yep.
Because when you turn onto Chapel Road, this old 50s Ford F-50. It's an F-150. Old classic.
Yeah. Old truck.
Is supposed to be on your ass. Like, you're
trying
just going
to
see. And it will disappear the second you turn off Chapel Road onto the T road that you turned from.
And it's supposed to be the Undertaker trying to run you down.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to keep you off the hallowed ground. So that's all like, that's one story of Chapel Road. There's so many different fucking iterations of it. I mean, there's like, there's ones like.
So there, have you,
double click
the dog.
Preheat it. So you don't die.
Yeah, the dog.
Yeah, so there's also a legend of a folklore of the dog at Chapel Road.
I don't remember that.
And this is one of those, you actually get out of the vehicle, you go into that fucking graveyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I've done plenty of times. Yeah,
so you're walking in through the graveyard and everything. If you hear a dog barking, it's going to be a mean ass fucking.
Like a hellhound. Like that.
Like, it sounds like that dog's trying to fucking hurt you.
Yeah.
But that dog ain't trying to hurt you. That barking is a warning, saying, like, you need to get the fuck out now.
Yeah. Well, actually, and...
That's what I've heard. I've heard the dog barking once.
Okay, so that dog...
And I stayed. Nothing happened when I stayed, but yeah. I have heard the dog bark once.
Okay, so...
I have it chopped down to, it's just a distant...
It's an echo,
because it's down in a dip.
So the edge of that cemetery backs up to this guy's backyard, and he has German shepherds that he lets out.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
And they're supposed to, and he is supposed to help run people out because so many people fucking do it.
Yeah.
So the dog barking rumor is, it's not really a rumor, it's true. Like, that is a warning bark, but that's a warning bark of, you should probably leave now because the cops are probably already on their way.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where that all stemmed from. Now, the darkest thing that's ever happened on Chapel Road actually happened to Joey and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually look back on the Palladium item because this made front page. Like, this was a big story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go for it, nothing happened on Chapel Road that night. And yes, that's the bad thing. Some people, just not shit happens. It's just boring. And that is 99% of what you're going to get.
And that's why I said different experiences. I've had more nothing happen than I've had shit happen.
It's more of like that welling in your stomach, you know, like, and you want something to happen, but nothing usually happens.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, there's this road about a mile down. If you're going driving down Chapel, called Wolf Creek Road or Creek Road or Wolf Road. It's one of those three. And so this happened back when I was 18 and I had this, 81 F-150. And this thing would not die. The only time it fucking died is when it ran out of gas, which was often. But this particular night, I had a half a tank. Like, this was the most dependable vehicle I've ever had in my entire fucking life. And Joey and I decided to go to Chapel Road in it. Cool. Because if he took his nice car, if we got ran off the fucking road, I was like, hey, this bitch could hit the truck and I wouldn't give a shit. You know?
Yeah.
We will be fine. You know? Like, it's just an old steel, steel goody truck. Well, we go down Wolf Creek Road, and we hit the bend on it, and we're like, fuck, we need to turn around. We're going to get lost. So we pull into this driveway, and I know I've told the story on the podcast before. And
but fuck it.
We pull into this driveway, and there's like 40 or 50 cars in this, and it's July. So we're thinking, somebody's having a fucking bonfire. You know, somebody's having a party. And then we joked, like, hey, maybe we can go out and sneak a couple beers. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we see this fire behind the house and people in robes with their hands held up above the fire. And we're like, oh, it's that kind of night. Yeah, we're leaving. Because the second I went, what the fuck? They all turned around like they heard me. And I was like, go. And Joey's driving. And I shit you not, we get pulled out. And we're driving down the road. We turn that bend, and the truck dies. Just randomly. We didn't know what the fuck was going on. And he's like, dude, you need to go out and fix it. And I'm like, go out my ass. Like, I had a 45 fucking underneath the seat. I had it, and I racked one of the chamber. Like, I was not fucking around.
Yeah, you were like, I'm going out fighting.
And then the truck miraculously started, and we peeled the fuck out, and we called the police once we got into Abington. Because, like, we were getting chased. Like, that's not normal, you know. And then when the police got there, they actually ended up finding a couple dead bodies. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a sacrificial ritual. We had to make a statement for the police officers. We had to do the whole court thing. And the Palladium Item, our local newspaper, had to get quotes from us. Like, that was a solid fucking week of our lives of reliving that. And we were like, we probably just witnessed a fucking ritual sacrifice. Fuck, man, high five. We're bonded for life. You know? So, like, the real life horror behind that, like, that sound, that in itself sounds like a creepypasta.
Oh, definitely.
But it's not. Like, that fucking happened.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So, I got one that is...
I figured you guys would like that one.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took the story over for you,
that's
Nick.
Why I did it.
I do apologize.
Like, you guys know it better than me.
So, this is based off of reality, but it has twists and turns in it that is not reality. So, what it is...
What happened was,
so we all know that I have a brother that was very close to my age that died.
Right.
Some years ago.
Yeah.
So, me and my brother, when we were young one day, we had made a Ouija board, right?
Oh, God.
Just fucking around and shit.
Was it on, excuse the joke, but did you, like, take apart an old cereal box and, like, had crayons?
Oh, no. No, we took a piece of cardboard from a box and a Sharpie and, you know, did that.
That's very similar to what I just said.
No, we used Sharpie.
Was the planchette, like, one of your dad's whiskey glasses or in your words, the angry juice?
No, we just took another piece of cardboard and cut it smaller into the shape of a planchette.
Oh, okay. So you actually had arts and crafts time.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. We even took, like, little, like, rubber knobs and stuff and put it on. But anyways, so we made that and everything, and, you know, we asking the usual dumbass questions, you know, like, who are we talking to, blah, 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 is there anybody there? And we had gotten some movement, but no, like, legit answers or anything. And then we asked the question, who's going to die first? And it spelled my name. And we're just like, fuck. Then I
lived,
remember,
bitch.
That's my line.
Then I remember we ended up tearing it up that night, and we threw it away. And when we woke up the next morning, it turned up in our bathroom, the kids' bathroom.
Like, why the bathroom, though?
I don't know. It was there. It was on the fucking sink. But so, you know, we go on with our lives, blah, 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 and everything like that, yada, yada, yada. Well, I end up getting into a car wreck with my dad, and he just had a small little S10. And now, keep this in mind, small S10. He had a small little S10, and the cab of it got crushed. And when the cab of it got crushed, my legs got all crushed up in with it and everything like that, and that's why my legs are all fucky how they are and all bent weird. So that's how that happened. And apparently I was supposed to die from it. Like, a severe arteries got cut and all that and everything. Well, I lived through that. And so, one night I was sleeping at my mom's house. I ended up having a dream. And in the dream, there was just this black shadow figure just kind of like standing in my doorway, just staring at me. And then there's just like white, weird, like, piercing guys just, like, staring at me. And then he whooshes up real close and gets real right in my face. And just in this weird, gnarly, like, voice, I just hear just, like, fuck you, your brother. And then just disappears. Like, that's all it said. So, it was just, fuck you, your brother.
So, not to make, like, legitimately not to make light of the situation, but what you're telling me is that you got haunted by Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
Because, like, the way you said his voice just reminded me of, like, Dog the Bounty Hunter for some fucking reason.
Linda!
But, so that happened.
Leland! Brother!
And mind you, this happened...
Excuse me.
This happened about 9 years later after, you know, after the Ouija board incident.
Oh, okay.
That's a long time.
This happened about 9 years later.
Wow.
And so, roughly about, no, it happened about 4 years later. My bad. It happened about 4 years later. And then another 8 years after that is when my brother died. And he died in a car wreck. And the vehicle he was driving was a small little S10. And his cab ended up getting crushed in so fucking far, like so in, that from end to end, it was about maybe 5 feet of cab. Like engine bay, back of the truck, like back of the cab, only about maybe 5 feet.
What'd he hit?
Somebody ran into him. It was an icy road. He was going around a curb at about like maybe 30 miles an hour, trying to keep it safe, you know. And somebody was texting on the other end, running at about 55, hit him head on.
Damn.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was supposed to have died by getting crushed by the cab of a small little S10. But my brother ended up dying getting crushed in the cab of a small little S10.
Well, we're going to end that on a dark note.
Yeah.
That actually happened. Fuck, man.
What was real and what wasn't?
What was real and what was? Oh, so, okay, so we have to guess which one wasn't real.
Yeah, there's a mystery in that.
Oh, hell.
I mean, we all know, you know, we all know my brother died.
Yeah.
That is very real.
And I've never asked how he died.
Yeah.
So I legitimately don't know how. Like, I know it's been a sensitive subject for you, so I've never dived into it.
So how he died is real.
Oh, so the whole, like, you were supposed to die in the S10 was not real?
No, that happened.
The what wasn't real, motherfucker?
The Ouija board.
Oh,
so all right, that was the red herring. Okay.
Yeah, that was the tie that I put in there to kind of connect the two.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad making fun of it now.
It's because R2 is just so fucking similar, you know?
Yeah.
And since, you know, obviously big fucking horror fans and everything, when I started getting really into creepypastas, I was like, you know what? Blah, blah, blah. I want to try to write my own. And kept trying to write them and write them and write them. And then after my brother died and I finally got, you know, some sense about it and everything, I ended up turning that into the creepypasta.
Okay.
But I put the Ouija board in there as the connection to kind of
make it supernatural.
Yeah.
Instead of just a fucky coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. Like, so, final question here, and then we'll end it. Do you think in this year of 2023 that creepypastas should make a return? Or do you think that they should just stay where they're at? Like, we have enough.
I would like to see a fresh batch of them. But I want to see them done, like, old school, like 2008, 2010, stuff like that.
Like back when, like, it was creepy.
Yeah, back when it was still just like the monotone voice.
Right.
Describing them.
What about you, Nick?
What? I've been playing on my phone like half of this time.
Damn it, man. I'm supposed to be taking it seriously.
I was, but yeah.
But
you tell that story and I just kind of got sidetracked.
As of 2023, do you think that creepypastas still have a place, or do you think they should just stay where they're at?
Oh God!
Like, do you want to see some of them should more?
Some of them should be either movies. Some definitely shouldn't. And then some should be like video games. Like, I think people need to like really look back on that kind of shit, and because like, especially with like shit that like Phasmophobia and stuff. Like, there's a lot of good ways to do it. And I think that do a lot of, like, especially us that remember, like, when they came out, you know, or when all that started, it'd be kind of nostalgic and shit, is, like, actually making it something that you can do and be a part of.
Right.
I think that'd be cool. like video games more than movies, but yeah, there's like some of them.
Ooh, imagine like a VR of the back rooms.
Oh no! No, I'm good. I can't do that shit. I'll fucking punch a monitor.
Or some VR shit. Of Slender Man.
I think it is.
I think yeah.
I think the new one is. Yeah, you could do it in VR. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'd hurt somebody.
Like, I'd like to see like a legitimate Sonic.exe.
Like an actual game.
Yeah, like an actual game. Like, it's like it's going to be unbeatable, obviously, but...
Been drowned. Nah.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Oh, hell to the
Sonic, I could probably do, like, you know, just because of the twist and, like, you find out... I've been saying that for years. They need to make a game like that. Like, based on your decisions, you eventually become the villain.
Yeah.
I think it makes you relive, like, what all happened.
Like, so...
I think I'd be good.
I think that they need to make the lost episodes more easily accessible.
What do you mean?
Like Squidward Suicide, the Ed, Edd n Eddy episode.
Yeah,
those.
My Rugrats shit.
Yeah, those are legitimately fake. So like those never existed.
Yeah, but I would like to
see something backed by like Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
Well, not backed by the actual networks, but just like
I would say backed by the networks to solve any legal issues.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So
just for IP infringement and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my thing is I think creepypastas need to make a comeback, but like not so much. I want to see something like more fresh because I know there's been like TikTok creepypastas that haven't been putting into written text and like a lot of YouTube theories and shit like that, which is fine. They're kind of keeping the genre alive by doing that. But at the same time, I think we all kind of get like disassociated with what actually started them, and that's within the writing. So like horror writing is so important, especially to the genre, because without good horror writing, we don't have good movies. Mm-hmm. We don't have good music. We don't have good anything. And this is the scrappiest little genre in the world, mainly because the fans single-handedly keep it alive. Like horror movies are now getting way more sophisticated, way more into the story, way more into the lore. Like they pull you in a lot better than like Slaughter High, which I just watched that movie, and that movie was fucking weird. I'm dead serious. Listeners out there, go watch Slaughter High. Not for the acting, not for the shit ass storyline, not for the fact that the main character hangs dong. Like, what the fuck? And it looked like a windsock. But for the gore, because the gore is so fucking great in it. And it's like so good. But everything else is so shit. Like, you can tell where the budget and the talent went, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that we just need something new. We just need something that... We need something that's written so well, it's so believable, that it just takes the fuck off. And, like, and not people that are, like, fucking Puritans ruining it. Because that's what I really hate, is I really hate the people that are just, like, oh, well, real horror is this, or real horror is that. It's like, horror is horror, okay?
If it creeps you
That up. Was, this. That's horror.
Yeah.
God, that, dude, that was like a solid 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about creepypasta. Yeah.
I did have pasta yesterday.
That sounded creepy.
Sucks, I have to go home. Yeah.
Rory, we're going to end this on a fart. I'm TJ.
I'm Nick.
I'm Chris.
Bye.